February 22nd, 2022, month-end meeting at 6:45 and regular town board meeting at 7 o'clock. Yep.
Salt. That's the other one we're going to have to. So the gas in will come out of 0.46?
490.
460.
460?
That's what you said twice.
490 is the gas in.
That's what it was in 2021. My question is, we must be still taking that out of the same PO, or the same account, so... How about the motion to approve the appropriate gas in the account?
That work? That works
for you. Okay with it? All right, any discussion on that? All in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries. And then the next correction is in relation to Morton Salt voucher.
We don't use it daily. It's not used. you know, every day, 2,000 pieces a day, and then it's used.
Water bill. Never an issue.
No, water bill twice a year. We use it for taxes. It's not used every day.
So my recommendation is to not carry it through, but.
Yeah, I'm kind of self-assured, it's just overnight. I mean, it's newer, and it's, it seems like we're spending more money than we should on the year.
Yeah, I agree with you. They have to come up once a year, and this would be a wash, and we've gone for 20 years. It's just not worth it.
Do we have, we're not under contract, though, right now. This was to.
This was to renew the contract, renew the maintenance agreement.
If the board wants to sit tight on, we can let them know that we're going.
I agree.
And I don't think we need a motion on that, but just want to make sure everybody's on board with that. Okay, so there's your answer, Tammy. And that was it, right? Okay, so we've got, this is, we've got our annual resolution to transfer funds, which closes the budget for 2021. And the clerk has a copy of the actual individual transfers. What I thought I would do without objection from the board is to just read the total for each account that's been transferred, list the account, and go from there. So, so at this time, this is in relation to the general fund. I entertain a motion to transfer $26,459.04 from account A1355.401. And it'll go to the individual.
Pardon me?
I thought it was the other way around. You take the small amount that I have to take from that.
No, we usually take it from the big account and then
right,
put it
so,
to the others.
To the various general fund accounts as outlined in the principal clerk's request of transfer funds. And again, this is to recognize the additional 2021 appropriations expending the 2022 budget. Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried unanimously. And then the next account is a motion to transfer $611.71 from account B9060.8, which is town outside, to account B9010.8, which is town outside, and this is for the increased costs with a formula one from the state. Employers are having to pay a little bit more for the employees for the retirement system, and this is to cover that difference with the increase. So, somebody can move that. Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And then the next account is the highway DB account. We'll do it similar to the general fund. I'll entertain a motion to transfer $8,586.70 from account DB9060.8, which is highway employee benefits, medical insurance, per the schedule provided to board members by the principal account clerk. And again, this is to cover various appropriations expended in 2022 for 2021.
Motion.
Second.
Any
discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried unanimously. And then the next accounts are sewer account. I entertain a motion to transfer $1,653.22 from account GI 8110.1, which is sewer administration, for the outline various accounts provided by principal counselors. And again, this is for retirement contributions.
Make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Motion carried unanimously. Then in water, again, this is for state retirement. Entertain a motion to transfer $183.13 from account I 9060.8.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And again, this is for water 2. Entertain a motion to transfer $1,747.45 from water 2, which is 8310.1, also for the same reason for the time insurance cost. And some of the other.
So,
second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next one is for Water District 3 Fund, $116.22 from account SW90.8 to account SW90.8.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Similarly, Water 4, and again, we did a water district consolidation, so we don't have individual accounts now. This is from last year when we had various accounts. From the accounting practice, we have to do it this way. So, entertain a motion to transfer $308.15 from account IB 9060.8 to account IB 9010.8.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Moving on to the former Water District 5, entertain a motion to transfer $84.52 to account B 9010.8.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Water District 6, same reason. Entertain a motion to transfer $514.16 from V1 or VI 96.8 to VI 90.10.8.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And then we have a resolution to increase appropriations, and this is for in the amount of $10,073.36 in account I-8310.4, which is Water District 1. And this is a result of bills that we didn't receive until January of this year, but it's for costs associated from 2021.
Motion
to
approve.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimous. Okay, so that cleaned up 2021, and obviously we're in 2022, so we do have a couple of transfers. So the first motion I'll be looking for is to transfer $494.64 from account A 1990.4 to account A 1940.4.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? Under discussion, the transfer is a one-time payment of property taxes for purchase of land. The next officer, what are we going to do? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. The next resolution would be to transfer $15.90 from account A 1990.4, which is the general contingent account, to A 9055.8, which is general employee disability insurance, and this is for the cover payments of our disability.
disability insurance for 2023.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried unanimously. The next resolution would be to transfer $4,870.97 from account A1990.4, which is a general contingent account, to account A9950.9, and this is for general transfers capital project fund. Reason for this is for payment of legal fees in relation to the Route 9 sewer project in our negotiations with the city of Glens Falls.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried unanimously. And then finally, in motion for $76.50 to be transferred from TS 9060.8, which is medical insurance, to account TS 9055.8, which is a transfer station employee benefits disability insurance, and this is to cover our 2022 payment of disability insurance.
So,
second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. So those are the transfers. Those are the vouchers. Anything else? All right. So at this time, I would entertain a motion to pay the bills as presented.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried unanimously. And I entertain a motion to adjourn the audit.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody? You got it. All right. Thank you very much, everyone. We'll start our regular scheduled board meeting shortly. Everybody all set?
Yeah.
Andy, all set?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'd like to welcome everyone to a regular meeting of the Borough Town Board for February 22nd, 2022. And ask the clerk to call the roll.
Councilmember Stewart.
Here.
Councilmember Van Tassel.
Here.
Councilmember Donahue.
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers.
Here.
And if everyone will please rise for a pledge of allegiance.
The pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much, everyone. First order of business is we have two sets of minutes for adoption. The first one is for a regular town board meeting for January 25th, 2022. I think everybody was here for both of them, so the second one is for February 8th, 2022, which was also a regular town board meeting. So any changes, corrections?
Second up.
If not, I'd entertain a motion to adopt both together.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried unanimously. Second item this evening is the Highway Department. First is in relation to a request, it's actually in the form of a memo. Yeah, memo. It's not dated, but it's not on a purchase request form required. But the highway superintendent is requesting a contract with Cherokee County for road striping, which we have budgeted for in the 2022 budget. He would like us to authorize the expenditure up to $20,000, which is in account A3310.499 as of February 2nd. As in the past, this paint is temperature sensitive, so what the county does, it gets through orders from all the various municipalities and then stored
striping. And this is an approximation for our roads. I'm not sure how many miles the road we have. I know it's over 80, 85 maybe. I know not all of the roads miles are striped. And it falls looking for authorization to spend the 20 grand for two budgets for this year.
And the county can respond quickly to the order.
I think so. There's a memo attached from the county. I'd like to hear, this was the day, February 15th, they would like to. Well, we need to be as accurate as possible. They would like it, information by March 7th. If they don't hear from us, they're going to assume we do not need any striping this year. And then even know what that mileage is. But I just have a memo for a request. I don't have any additional information.
You looking for a motion?
Yeah, the board is complying.
Oh, yeah. You know, I know personally. If the road striped, it needs to be striped. So I'll put that motion operating the every superintendent to enter the contract for the county to strike the road up to not exceed $20,000. But that will only 8-3-3-10 or 4-9.
I'll second.
Any discussion? All in the discussion, just a reminder, all our purchasing a memo now from the principal account clerk, I think it was last week, that we have a form for this, so that's easier to get all the information in one place for us. So all the department to use that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. We have a request from the Highway Department in relation to staffing. I'm going to suggest that we table it for a technical session so that we require conversation in relation to the work history of either a current or a former town employee. There's also a request in relation to a promotion from our Highway Department for the mechanic to a mechanic / MEO position. We discussed this at the previous board meeting. It was referred to the Highway Committee. I don't know if more information has become available. The information that I was provided does state the accurate accounts that the increase would come from. And but again, it does not address the issue of the increased costs. I will not discuss that budget time. I feel strongly that it sets a bad precedent when we do promotions outside the confines of the budget discussions that we have. Again, this request was not brought up at budget time. It was not discussed. And just a reminder that the town just adopted a new 3-year contract, which gave all employees, in addition to any longevity they may be entitled to, a 3% raise. And if the board were inclined to move forward with the request for a promotion, it's almost a $6,000 increase for that position based on the new rates for that class. So I don't know
see this more as a, what it says, it's quite obvious, it's a promotion the gentleman's worked for. He being promoted to a position that's needed, to a machine operator mechanic, which you can never have enough machine operators in that business. I don't think we're short of funds. I don't see any reason why we can't fund this somehow.
The other thing I would like to add is that per the contract, when we have an employee working out of class, they get that paper. And I can tell you that out of the last pay period, the individual was paid and they were paid for a good portion of the hours worked in the pay period. So,
yeah, I guess my, as far as having a call during budget time or not, we have a department head that's telling other employees that this is where I want to move you. We asked that department head to go out and tell us where he's getting that money from, which he did. He said, I could definitely agree with the supervisor that it should have been done at budget time. But with that being said, my personal opinion, I don't want to hold up employees' raise the department heads that they should get, especially with trying to find employees right now and qualified trained ones. My recommendation would be to take it from the balances that the department head says he can use and move him to the mechanic slash MEO position. That's just my view on it.
And your point, Pat, he's got to be paid for the work that he's doing outside his grade anyways. Let's put it in there.
Well, I don't see, so let me back up. I appreciate your input on that. The other thing the board should keep in mind is you just heard tonight, we just drew down another $12,000 out of the highway budget that we hadn't planned to do, because the PO wasn't open at the end of 2021 when the money was available. Again, a pattern there, which is, I don't know why it's happening, but it's not my department. And the individual separately elected to run the department with the confines of the budget put together by the town and the board. So, you know, here we're going to be requiring additional personnel service costs, and we just—I don't know when the oversight is going to stop regarding POs. But again, it impacts that budget. So, knowing that the fact that when you work out of class, you're going to get that pay anyway.
The thing is, you know, the highway department is funded with sales tax money, am I correct? We had one call of sales tax money this year. We had money that we hadn't anticipated when we did the budget. And you had mentioned that we had to look for somewhere to spend some of that money. And I think this might be one of those places we can spend that money. I talked to Jeffrey, and that money is sitting right now in the general fund. I don't see why, or it could be moved into the highway budget to cover this cost.
I'd like to comment on that. I will never support a budget amendment to pay for an employee raise. Never. That requires a budget amendment, doesn't it?
So the highway committee spoke because they were looking into it, but I don't remember for the personnel committee, which would be myself, did have some involvement. And I made my position clear at the last meeting that I feel terrible to have a particular employee that's getting kind of impacted by our friends' inability to possibly get the I's dotted and the T's crossed correctly. But I don't know if I heard a motion from the highway transfer or the highway committee or not. I don't understand or respect the supervisor position.
At this point, like I said, maybe I said before, I would make the motion to transfer the $5,920 to cover employees' raise. And so it would be coming out of account DB5142.490. That's where the highway superintendent says he can afford to take some funds from. Then, as long as that is the correct account.
He wants to pull out of DB5142.490.
Saying there's a balance of 120,000.
That's road salt.
So, if you recall, during the budget discussion that we cut that back from the previous year, right?
Yeah.
So that becomes the road salt, which has a potential impact, but. At this point.
Yeah, I think at this point in the season, we should put that's about concerning about at this point in the season.
Well, this goes to up to December.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that we have length in the general plan of your project. Well, I can't pay, let's see. Actually, doesn't personnel services have to come out of the general plan? No, I'm going to come out of the bus because the bill has something that we push in. Well, let's see. Because of another request in there, which we'll discuss. I'm comfortable with table and for that and discussing those other issues as well that we're going to be brought up with what I see here.
So does that motion get withdrawn for now?
It was withdrawn, but...
Oh, he did. I'm sorry. I didn't hear him. So just for history, for your purpose, we have a ton of meters. We have like a six-page pamphlet of meters that they sent us that they knew were going to die. After they started to die, they realized these are the ones that were in this batch that they knew were going to die. So they're supposed to be swapping them out. Many of those that are on the supervisor's list are on that list of the ones that the meters are, you know, not planned to survive.
Also, maybe I don't care if they do that. This kind of function. Yeah.
And then it's fair to the. So I need a motion to authorize the billing of a minimum fee for.
Minimum value charge.
For.
$6.80 for 18,000 gallons. They can charge the minimum, so it's 18,000 gallons.
Well, yeah, whatever the total value.
For the
cook.
Second.
Any additional discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
I have additional discussion.
Yes.
Someone we did.
Yeah.
So, would you be okay if the water committee gets a mic over the new laborer and maybe we revisit the past agreement where that vendor. I forgot their name, is what they said, this morning, that's not half meter. We will never, ever really get done. And this list is just going to keep growing, and more people are going to have bad meters. So let the water committee go see what we can do. I'll get the list that we are referring to.
I did give the agreement to Mike, too, so he has an agreement.
Yeah, I think he supported us. We and I spoke about it. They just learned about it with my trip over, and we're just never going to get done. We need to figure out what we need.
Yeah, so everyone get on board.
Let's bring some recommendations back.
Perfect. And then also under Water and Sewer Department, I received correspondence dated February 2nd from Foss Equipment Incorporated on Route 9, 1356 State Route 9. Some relations to New Moreau Sewer Exemption Request. I've been operating Foss Equipment at this location continuously since 1983. Trailer sales generate the majority of our revenue. Unfortunately, we were unable to procure any trailers from our manufacturers this past year, resulting in a major loss of revenue for 2021. Our trailer manufacturers, like so many other manufacturers, do not have any inventory due to the COVID-19 related labor supply chain shortages. With availability being at such a critical level, backwards exceeding 6 months, I did not expect to see much of an improvement regarding revenue during 2022. I appreciate your attention to this matter, and I hope that you are willing to grant our exemption request that will release Foss Equipment from the additional financial burden of the new Moreau sewer system, thus giving us the opportunity to stay in business. If you have any questions regarding this release request or if you require any additional information, please feel free to reach out to me. So I spoke with our engineer on this, and we cannot be removed from the district once it's created. And the other thing that he pointed out, that there will be no bills going on for use of the sewer line. And so there's no way for us to help this individual without causing a legal situation that would cause problems for the town. So I want the board to be aware of that in case you anybody reaches out to people on that matter. The district was created legally, appropriately. It was done by a referendum, which did not have to occur, but it did. Made something that was important. Users in the proposed district voted to create. So he's been in the district. He cannot do it. So that's what I have. I know Council Member Van Tassel brought up the issue of security with some of our water infrastructure sites. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Oh, I mean, in light of it came to mind again in light of the recent news around what's happening over the Russia and then the concerns about the threats in the U.S. on municipal water system. But we regardless of that, should the board consider whether or not we want to put some additional security on around at least the Noble Road facility. We don't have retro-owned skate equipment located. Today we currently have another water system for that building, and we don't have any security for the building. So it would be, you know, suggestion that we, if the board's interested, that we'll have the technology committee look into that.
Absolutely.
I also think we're technically obligated to do some of the new cyber security mandates that are coming out.
Right. No question about that.
Good.
All right. So you report back and then the conditions come out.
Yep.
Excellent. Agenda item 4 is town court. I believe members of the board received a request from the court to hire an additional part-time court officer. They do have a recommendation, and I don't think they're aware of this, but the court officer position is a civil service position. It requires you to go off a list. My recommendation would be that obviously we're going to follow the civil service law. So we'll have to go off the list. And maybe the personnel committee wants to work with the justices to establish interviews off the existing list. I can't remember how many are on. The other thing is, you can't hit the list until you've created the position, as everyone knows. I may not be aware of that, but so there's some steps that have to be taken. You just can't take a name that is recommended and hired. So I would refer this to the personnel committee for action.
I'll talk to them. Okay. I'm getting too much home.
Sorry.
No, sorry.
You have the best information here. All right. Was there any, I know we referred to at our last board meeting, a request regarding student intern.
No feedback. I thought about them. Is there anyone to reach out to? But I haven't heard anything. I know they're going to do it, and they have some ideas.
All right.
I'll touch on it tomorrow also. No additional information.
All right. Next item I have listed is the transfer station. Couple of items. First one is I want to make the board aware. I just found out today that on Saturday we had an employee that fell on the job. It required emergency squad to respond. The individual was transported to the hospital. I don't have an accident report. I can't tell you exactly what happened. I know we talked at the last board meeting that anytime there's that kind of medical injury, that we should be looking at a policy that requires a physician's release to come back for obvious reasons, basically liability to the town. And he will not be able to see a doctor until March 3rd. Scheduled. So I want to make the board aware of that. The other thing is I received.
Are they going to accident report now?
I know Jeff Burry has reached out to people after their time. I did remind all department heads of how to proceed with that.
I've got a note to myself to call Mike tomorrow.
We So we have correspondence from a current employee, but I'd like to table it until the future session. So I'd like to table that for further action for the future session discussion. Number six, Recreation Department. We've got a number of requests from Rec Leader. First one is he's looking for authorization to advertise and begin the interview process for part-time seasonal park staff. He's estimating 5 to 6 positions and for Sandbar Beach lifeguard, which will be another 7 to 8 positions. I don't think there's had correspondence with the village mayor or any trustees. Has that road controlled and certified for vehicles?
I don't prepare, but I don't know specifically.
Okay,
I don't
know. Okay, so anyway, that's
they were probably.
I don't know. Okay. That's just an aside for obviously we can use the beach for that. Okay, so we should find out if we're okay there. Because I never got correspondence that we're good to go on that. So anyway, that would require a motion from the board authorizing everybody. I don't know if the personnel committee or the committee want to be involved in that.
He knows to bring the point on the fastest as far as getting this approval. You want a motion or
sure.
Present a motion authorizing the representative department head to advertise for the open position for the seasonal park staff and the Sand Bar Beach lifeguard.
Just establish the rate for the
click the button.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next request is to purchase a new gas powered airless paint striker. This is something we budgeted for this year. He would like to buy one that has enough PSI, or actually the one he's looking at has enough PSI to be capable of painting both athletic field lines and also pavement markings, as well as hand paints of different types and colors. The amount we budgeted for was $3,000. The lowest quote was for $2,424, which includes free shipping from the Pittsburgh Spray Equipment Company. And he's recommending, he did get three quotes. First one, as I indicated, was from Pittsburgh Spray Company. The second one was from Global Industrial out of Chicago, which was $2,664.99. And the third one was New Strike of Aurora, Colorado, in the amount of $2,895.15. And this would come out of account A7140.2. Current balance as of the end of January is $11,550. And again, he's recommending that we go with Pittsburgh Spray Equipment Company.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carries unanimously. Third item is for the purchase of 2 new portable baseball softball fences, which were also budgeted for this year. And there's a note in here that we budgeted $2,200 for the purchase. The low quote is $2,304.51. However, he's indicating that additional money will be available in budget line A7140.2 since the paint striper is less than expected. And the quotes that we have are on Dick Sports from Bay Creek, Massachusetts, with $2,304.51. Anthem Sports from Aquifer, Connecticut for $4,265.94. and Markers Incorporated out of Avon Lake, Ohio for $4,155.70. This would also come out of account 8-7-1-40.2, which has a balance as of the end of January of $11,550 minus current expenditure that we just authorized. And he is recommending that we purchase fence from OnDeck Sports for $2,304.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
And then the last request is in relation to our old club car XRT and snow tracks, which we discussed at the last board meeting. We had directed the rec department to take it back from the dealer, and we would decide on what we'd like to do with it. He's looking for approval to put it up for auction through Auctions International. I know that Council Member Stewart has been working on options for a replacement for that. And
do you think all the board members have a copy?
I'm not sure if they afforded after you and I talked.
Yeah.
I guess the quick version of it, because my phone's at 1%. Is he priced out two machines for UTV, closed cab. One was a Kubota, one was a John Deere. The Kubota was an RTV X900. This is diesel. He advised that this is around $22,000 with the options and accessories, including a plow. The track kit would be $5,400. So we have an estimated total of $27,400. He's stating that he believes that there's going to be a $4,000 to $5,000 state contract price lower than that. The second one that he brought forward was the John Deere, which was a XUV 835N, which is a gas. The enclosed cab, which would be similar to what the Kubota was, came at $33,400. To go with an open cab would be $28,000. Again, he's saving $4,000 to $5,000 off at the state pricing, and the grand total of that coming up to the $33,400. He's saying from his online reviews of what our Cub Cadet current is, our club car XRT. He's thinking with the tracks he can get somewhere between $4,000 to $5,000 at auction. Obviously, I spoke with the supervisor, sending it to auction is a giant risk. I think the trade-in option is a little bit more controlled for people that way. Nobody's interested in trading it in. Well, now we have our cars in place. He's advising that he has $4,000 in his equipment budget that is unspoken for right now. Which I have not looked into for what that $4,000 item was. So that leaves us potentially, if we did the tracks and the machine, me personally, I'm looking more at the Kubota diesel engine, just so you're getting, in my opinion, more for less money. It would be leaving us with $12,000 to $15,000 for the fines. I think we could, as of right now, eliminate the tracks. But then in next year's budget, if you were right, we could potentially be doing this for that $5,000 to $7,000 mark instead of the $12,000 to $15,000. I asked him to give me a list of what this side by side is used for, and it sounds like it's just a daily use item. Field maintenance, park maintenance, getting everything ready for the kids. I know some possible options just to come out of some rec funds. I know there's $300,000 in there, $110,000 of it. Earmarked for my special other council members, and I know we need to really put that towards a function of the kids and operation for the kids who use the park and have it clean and the field for. So I would like to continue to move forward and figure to actually get formal. I guess I'd have to ask the supervisor to come with the next step is to move forward with a formal.
From a procedure standpoint, so we would have to authorize the expenditure of a fixed amount. It would be subject to a referendum. after that, that's when you go out for either out of state contract or put out the bid.
Correct. You have to have the ability to spend funds before you go out.
So I guess the question for the board tonight is, what's the amount that you would like to establish that we use from the reserve? And then, well, first of all, if you want to, and secondly, if you do want to, what's the amount?
Which reserve fund are you?
Each.
Outside, okay. Because that one doesn't play. The inside is not.
I think there's not much left.
I don't know.
Yeah. So I agree with Councilman Stewart as far as what we should be looking at. Definitely, I can tell you I have experience with a little bit bigger model. He's referencing the RWD or diesel. They do stand up to rough use. I think we get, even though it costs, we definitely get a lot of life out of it. As long as it's maintained properly.
Well, I was a fan of that concept as you started looking into it and trust your folks' fair knowledge on that equipment. I'd rather see us get what we need also, and I'd rather take that and just keep on not being able to spread out over a couple of years. If we're going to pull it out, we've got it now. So, so I don't know if there's a reason to defer the tracks for another year, because certainly they need those to groom trails if we get to the first year. So anyway, that would be my little thought on top of what we share. The custody debt is just a basic golf cart.
Yeah,
unfortunately, we hire a lot of younger people who tend to take some abuse. Let's get one that doesn't go as fast. It's more durable.
I think it's 27 miles per hour. That's at least one of that. So the issue of the track, I mean, that's a lot of money for a very specific purpose, if they're not, especially when you're going to spend a lot on the machine. I would ask that the REC committee look into the actual number of times that we needed to have it in the past 7 years. I think you're going to find it wasn't used as often as you think, and for the purpose that it was purposed for, which was grooming cross country street trails. And I do know there's some other options available for that. Council members who may talk about it. I think that's something we could spend elsewhere. But anyway.
So, to make my point clear, I'll trust your folks' judgment on the equipment and recommendations. I heard spread cost across a couple of years, which maybe things we're thinking we're going to get the tracks in another year. That's all I'm suggesting. We're going to bust it up and we're taking it out of the HD account. I'd rather do it all once we've done that, so we can plan on differently. But if you don't think it needs tracks, then that's fine.
Well, with the tracks, though, we could purchase the property down there and stuff. In my understanding, we're going to expand maybe some cross-country trails back in there and stuff. A lot of people like diesels, and I think we should keep them on. What are we talking about with the tracks?
This is again from
Cost-wise.
The tracks are the first thing.
$5,400 is what he's saying the tracks are about.
And just to keep it in perspective, that's the HD funding that we have. As Councilmember Dunn just pointed out, we have it in property. We don't have access to it because you got to go in and trails it in and you
sure.
Got to the road. And, I think the first step is to, if we're going to go there, we're going to spend money to open up that property and then you can put out the door.
Sure. But of course, with the tracks, you're not going to use them this one year. You're going to have it for multiple years. I hope these things last for a year. And, $5,000 is a big expenditure. To make sure that we are able to grow the trails that we want to use. I don't think this is going to get the tracks time to work around some money. I don't think the next $5,000 is a lot of money.
We can all say that. I'm not going to. So, keep in mind that we did purchase 75 horsepower piece of equipment down there. That can be used to because that's why the wheels set on based on the payback that our residents are getting, I mean, when's the last time we had one?
And I guess where my separate side on tracks on tracks, I really think that if we are really considering trading in this machine, I think handling the tracks as a separate item, we might be able to actually get a decent amount of money for the tracks trading in potentially new tracks. And like I said, I guess where I advise the other thing is, let's get it rolling. If we did, as Councilmember Bonnie just said, we are going to move forward, budget the tracks, put it in the next year's budget. But what we were discussing is we do have that 75 horsepower tractor. Is it cheaper to modify possibly the sled that's towed to urban trails and use the tractor more often than, you know, this machine that they're saying is what runs the park? Give it a break and tell them there. So I was just, I guess if we're looking, you're looking for my feedback and say, hold off on the tracks, use the other full tracks as a bargaining chip, and if we can get decent money there, then hold on. Because as I said, it does have $4,000 unspoken for equipment as well. So if we're looking for a motion, I guess.
You're looking for an amount. You think we'll offer for a public referendum. Is that what we're going
to
do?
Well,
you have to tell me what you want to take out of the capital reserve fund, because when I craft the resolution that you would have for the next meeting, we would have to have that amount in there, because there's certain requirements that need to be in that resolution.
Basically saying that it's around 22,000. We haven't confirmed or not if they are on state contract or not. So I would say go with the full amount of 22,000, and if we can get it for cheaper, then great.
Well, if it's 22,000 and it's not on state contract, you'll have to go to bid afterwards for it. If it's on state contract and it's under 20,000, you'll be okay, and you won't have to go out to bid. So for the next meeting, you want a resolution that the money is taken from the outside capital reserve account, not to exceed $22,000, for the purposes of purchasing. What is exactly?
Purchasing a utility or
RTV
UTV vehicle for use on our recreational. Verifying the site's existing conditions, confirming design scope, and updating the base map. Task two would be a final trail design, and then task three would be permitting to the various state agencies, i.e. the DEC. They've outlined what services are not included. And then on the final page, there should be a schedule of fees. For task one, they expect to expend a total of $3,945 for design of the trail. They expect cost us $20,640 for permitting, would be $8,100, which adds up to the total of $33,300. And that would require, you can see the breakdown for staff hours, 11 hours for the principal in charge, David Miller, 92 hours for Tracy Clothier as a senior planner, and 202 hours for Michael Pennett, our project manager, and also associate landscape architect. So, doesn't have to be acted on tonight, but I just want to bring the board's attention to something you want to act on.
Firstly, it just says moving the whole process forward, but I did want to take a, a little bit of time just to review it. Okay. It just hit first time it's office tonight, and we just got it. And I'd like to go through whatever methods are available, maybe try to get some insight into what the costs are going to be those things that aren't included. We have to start site survey 2 weeks to depend on or not.
Right.
But love to see if we want it or not, to have a decision by next board meeting. It's already table for 1 week to be
here. Sure. So I would encourage board members to reach out to Jason.
Yeah.
Get all your questions answered. And maybe there's things that come out of the conversations that you're not aware of. So we'll bring, I'll have an next thing about that. Thank you. Then item 7, supervisor items. I just want to mention that we haven't already seen that the governor extended state of emergency through March 15th, which allows us to continue to hold virtual meetings if we so choose through March 15th. And we're actually doing both in person and virtual. So we'll have our supervisor items. Committee reports. Any committee reports?
Paul is in contact with some people about the track, and we're going to sit down with him soon. I actually missed one of his emails and get back to him until yesterday. So we're still working on
some more.
Local transfer station. So I missed his email, so I'm not on this one. So
we're
going to move forward with that. Okay, so we'll keep moving along until we decide.
We have some other issues that I can tell you about when you say it. Not related to the order, but maybe in that. Any other?
Real quick, I mean, technology, I got an update today from those folks involved with the new phone system that is implemented. For the enhancements to the phone system, so now callers calling the town on the road no longer have to hear the greeting. It was on a little bit before. It said, if you want the water, hang up and call this number. If you want the court, hang up and call this number. Now you just press that option. Yes. Right on up to the top.
Very, very nice.
Now we'll go back and make sure the inspector makes the bill right. So if you've already been popped over, we'll figure it out.
We're going to need an executive session, but before we do that, we've got two members of the public. We'll probably have an extensive executive session, so rather than having time to wait, we'll move privileges of the floor to now. Just ask for a resolution that can state your name, an address for the record. And we do have 3 minutes. Where would you like to go?
John Small, one of the principals of Strong Novus. Last month, I sent a letter to the board just trying to follow up if anything's been done on the sewer comprehensive plan or the moratorium, where we're at, if anything's been done, and we're 2 months in. That was it, just some little feedback.
So I'm going to ask council to talk about how far along we are in the process. I can tell you that the board has made it a priority because there is a moratorium in place to get that buttoned up. We're almost there. I think, I do know there's a document that will be presented that has already been to board members for review and input before we release it to the public. But I hope to take it up at our next board meeting.
That's the name that we talked about. So there's two local laws currently been drafted, a sewer use ordinance as well as amendments to the zoning to discuss everything that the public policy behind the moratorium. Both of them have been through, the sewer one at least has been through extensive iterations, and it's just about ready to go out to the public. The zoning one has also been presented to all the interested parties. We're just waiting to hear feedback from the boards. We have a timetable in place. We actually had quite an extensive conversation this afternoon, about an hour and a half, about it. Hoping to get everything done, buttoned up in the next, before the end of the moratorium. So the goal here. And there's obviously timing issues, but that's what we're trying to do. So we are, things are drafted. We're just getting final comments on that.
Right, moving forward. Now, would you, and as we said in the letter too, would you want one of some of the builders part of work together if we're going to do something out of input, because obviously in development, that's not my only piece of property in town. We have several other properties in town. So, what transpired the past year plus, we didn't want, I know you guys didn't want, we're all stuck in the middle of a mess, but we have to kind of work it out. And part of my mess, situation that you guys are changing to adapt to the sewer, we have to change to adapt to maybe build with the sewer. Is there anything like that could happen? Maybe we can do change of the zone or change the density or something like that to try to make everybody happy.
Yeah, so as part of the process, yes, you have input on it because once we get to a draft that the board is comfortable with, we have to go for a public hearing on it where it will be properly noticed. Everybody gets to weigh in, whether you're a resident or a property owner or a developer. And those comments and input from the public will be taken into consideration based on the draft we have, and we can either include some of those recommendations or concerns. We can modify the draft before we move forward with it. So, yes, you'll have an opportunity to be involved in it.
At the public hearing?
Yes.
Not any meetings with just, town board members,
no,
engineer, and ourselves.
So my experience over the years, you got to get to a point where you have a document.
I understand.
Because I have seen it where with other administrations, where you keep getting input along the way, you never get to the point where you have a working document. So I think that the way to do is get to a working document and then go from there. But yeah, you will have an opportunity to wait.
And the things that you're talking about are incorporated right now.
The
whole density and all that. So we've incorporated language, thinking of what the developers would want in there and what the property owners would want in there. So we kind of know where everybody's coming from and incorporate that in there.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
You're
last thing, nothing to do with that, and then I don't know about 3 minutes, but we have a piece of commercial property. I sent an email on the 4480 piece. We've been kind of marketing out to some big commercial tenants. Would you want to be part of those meetings when we have them? Actually, I mean, this is kind of, I guess, directly close to it. Is that something that you guys would want to be a part of? Because quite honestly, developing the commercial piece is new to us. That commercial piece has a lot of different things we can do with it. We really want to develop it the right way for the town because it is a big piece. It's going to be a lot to develop, and we just want to set it up the right way.
I think, are you saying town in general involved? Is the town in general involved?
Yeah.
Yeah. you know, we've got separation of powers and authority between the town board and the planning board. You know, I don't see any reason why our zoning administrator can't be involved in that.
And he's been helpful. I just don't know if you guys get any input on saying, hey, we need adult apartments, you know, 55 cover apartments, or we need this, or we need that. So because we have a couple means of egress, and we have a big, we can really kind of set it up the right. We want to obviously maximize development. So I guess recommendations from you guys, hey, the town will be looking for this, looking for that, so we can try to accommodate all sorts of needs and just help us through the approval process. So that should be directed towards Jim.
I would say, and the reason that that's my recommendation is that you can meet with any board member individually, but none of us has the collective authority to act unilaterally and say, yes, this is what we want, go for it. So there has to be a collective agreement by a majority of the board.
Correct.
And I think it would be a waste of any board member's time, and your time especially, if we made our feelings that, yeah, we definitely want this without having it, go through our planning board and send a recommendation to us to review. Not the planning board, the zoning administrator.
Well, in the sense of if a corporation or somebody calls you, you're looking for a piece of property, to come to Moreau, do you have anybody that's developing something? That was kind of more of my question.
Yeah, with town property. Yeah, like in the industrial park? Absolutely.
Well, we have something going there. That's working. That's actually getting better and better by the day.
And maybe I don't know if I answered your question.
Well, no, I mean for the commercials. Is any chain store, anything that you know that is looking at, that is actively looking for a piece to develop on Route 9? That's pretty much what I was asking.
Oh.
If everything goes well, it will no longer be called the Moreau Industrial Park. We'll call it the Serrano Industrial Park. Just let me know. But I thank you for your time, and I'm very happy to hear that we are moving forward. Hopefully, in the right direction, that we can all get along and develop that property.
Great.
Thank you for your time. Thank you for moving up the public forum, whatever you call it. Have a good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone.
Dave
Byrne, 10 Doe Run. I'm a local business owner here in the town of Moreau. We do community solar project development and services, and we also install EV charging stations. So I'm also here to talk about the moratorium. and it's been a while. We've been trying to give the board its time and space to go through this due diligence process and look at it from every angle. I have a few more gray hairs since I last saw you. I think you all look well, but my gray hairs I attribute to the length of the moratorium here at the town. I travel all across New York, and I've said this before, but this is the longest standing solar moratorium I've ever come across, and I work on projects across New York State.
There is no solar moratorium in town.
There was years.
And that was gone about a year ago.
Yeah.
Or more.
Okay. So, what was the outcome of that? Because typically, moratoriums are put in place to come up with a law, that governs that.
There was a draft. I'm sorry, Mr. President.
Yeah. So there was. We put together a draft. We took in public comments on it, and it became clear that. No matter what side of the issue you were on, nobody was happy with it. From my perspective, I saw what it did for our community, especially those individuals in the area that we impacted by it. It was pitting neighbors against neighbors. After hearing all the public comment, it became clear to me that when you go to make a proposed zoning change, you have to consider who benefits. Does the majority of the town benefit? Does the minority of the members of the town benefit? Does a handful of people benefit? And based on the unique circumstances of it, it became clear that only a select number of individuals would benefit from the zoning change. Also during that process, we had a project come before the planning board that wants to locate solar in an area of the town, our industrial park, that's already zoned for it. And that requires us to, we also had to take into consideration some of the language that was included in the proposed zoning law that was specific to pilot agreements. And so, because that project was moving forward, we pulled that language out of the proposed draft solar law, and we actually enacted it so that the project could move forward in the industrial park. Doing so made the...
Sorry, just to clarify, so by enacted, you adopted solar law? Is that what
you mean? No, we enacted a... how we handle pilots with solar.
Right.
Right. That law was incorporated in the original draft law about the public that was never adopted. We pulled out the pilot part of that, made that its own law, and this board adopted that law after the public.
Okay.
So that was a dramatic change, the draft solar law, which requires it to start off with.
Okay. So, what are the next steps?
I am not interested in moving forward.
Oh, so you're not moving forward with any solar law?
Not this one.
Okay. All right, well, there's new board members here. Just to clarify, we found two parcels in town which we feel are reflective of good solar development. One is north of the transfer station, and it was a top soil mining operation. I think there's concern, from expressed by the supervisor of citing solar farms on farmland, specifically prime soils. So we've identified a couple sites. Again, one is being, it had a topsoil mining permit that was closed out in 2010. And then the other one is right along the north way, and that has five billboards on it and has screening on, all sides of the proposed area, so you only see it for a couple seconds while going up the north way. So again, it would mostly affect people from New Jersey driving north to Lake George or wherever they're going. So we have a couple sites that we think are really good, and I guess I just want to understand, what the board's plan is. I understand your position, but I want to understand what the board's plan is in general. Obviously, there's multiple members of the board. Is there any discussion that can be had on this? We went through this whole process. It's put folks like myself in a really tough position, we also feel that it should be the rights of the property owner and how they use their property as long as it doesn't adversely affect other people. I don't feel that that's been, demonstrated, particularly in these two properties that we're proposing. Also I would propose that the town consider a solar overlay district, because that would retain the control at your level. And the board could decide where they think solar could go and not have an adverse impact on the community and where would be the best locations for it. A lot of times do this across New York City. It's a common tool, so I don't know if this has been discussed a little more. I know there's
time. If I may interrupt, we've gone well over 3 minutes.
Right.
So what I'd like to do is, if any other board member wants to comment at this time, feel free to do so, but I'm not going to engage in a debate on it tonight, but I'll let the board members do.
I'll respect your comment, Supervisor, this that you shared tonight that you're taking. I personally hadn't taken that position up to this point, and I didn't know that we were going to move forward on discussing a solar law. So it's certainly not been a priority at this point in time. Unless you want to hear that,
yeah.
There have been much more pressing issues that mean more to the taxpayers that we had to put energy and focus for. We've been working on a lot of things to get done.
So, yeah, we're trying to be very efficient.
Yeah, understandable. I know there's a property you're talking about. My position as a board member was sort of trying to figure out how to discuss if there is some options for solar in the town. That's my personal position as a board member.
I like Alan, who's kind of thinking of that right now.
supervisor saying that we're not going to move forward with this at all. Is that what you're saying,
Supervisor?
You're not pushing. You have no interest in moving forward with this at all.
Based on what I heard from the public, I don't see a viable.
You have never think in the public that I heard.
Okay, if we're going to debate that.
I'm not going to debate it, but I certainly agree with Alan. I think at some point we have to get moving in this and get come to some kind of conclusion, one way or another. But you guys saw it well. You know, this thing is, it's in its third year.
It's ridiculous. You're unwilling to bend from your position. There's no compromise. It's a waste of time for everybody.
I don't think there's a compromise presented.
You said you support it only for all in the ag district.
I don't think there was a compromise that was presented.
So yeah, there was a draft.
Is that a compromise?
The draft law was a compromise.
So, fairness to the goal here tonight, for the speaker, I thought it was too large. Another board member want to comment?
Yeah, so as far as the things I was tasked when I started here, Councilmember Donahue forwarded me approximately 190 emails that have been years and months back that I've been working on the draft solar law. So I am definitely trying to get caught up to speed. As Councilmember Tasso said, there's been a lot of things on the plate in the first 2 months here. So I'm definitely getting behind my homework. One thing you said I haven't heard, what was this? You said an overlay?
A solar overlay district. So that would be an overlay district across the town, and then the town board would have the authority and the control to review any proposed project and look at it on its own merits based on a potential impact on the surrounding community and the benefits of the community.
It wasn't there. So much of one wasn't trying to come up with it back there. So I'm on our end, we're looking at, like I said, there's 100, I believe it was 9 emails sent to me one Sunday, a few weeks after I started. I'm digging through them. Clearly I missed something. So we are, everybody on the board, we discussed it. Like I said, we kind of where the next step is at. Obviously, there's a difference in opinions across the board on it. We'll come to a board conclusion on it.
Great. Last comment, sheep grazing. Okay, there's dual use applications for properties, and you can do solar and sheep grazing.
I'm sorry, but I do have additional work as a courtesy. We let the public comment move ahead. We do have other business tonight. Your time has expired.
Okay.
I think we've been courteous and allowed you to have additional time and feedback with the board.
Sure.
But feel free to maybe come back again. You can talk to council members directly. But we do have additional business.
Okay. Also, in some towns, they have public hearings first on the agenda, so there might be something like that. Thank you.
All right, so we do need an executive session for a number of items.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. So, at this time, I'd like to entertain a motion to go to the executive session for the purpose of discussing potential litigation, to discuss contract negotiations relating to the sale of town property, and the work performance of a particular unnamed former or future county.
So
second.
All
in
favor? Aye.
Any opposed? We do have a couple items to take up before we adjourn this evening. First one is we received a letter of resignation from James G. Wright, who worked part-time at a transfer station, and that will require the board by resolution to accept his resignation. Someone like to move that?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? I just want to thank James for his service to the Tamaro residents in his capacity at the transfer station. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimous. Next item is we have voucher number. It's for payment. Claiming is Newcastle Paving LLC. The fund the payment is coming out of is HG8197.0. And we will be paying that in the amount of $456,953.90. And I need a motion to add this voucher to the previously adopted warrant earlier today in our audit meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
All right.
I'm opposed. Motion. Motion carries 3-1. Any other business? If not, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you very much, Leanne.
You're welcome.
Thank you.